Hi, this is Patrick McCabe with a special program from the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa with Father Marian Zawinski. Father Zawinski, hi, it's nice to see you again. Thanks for being with us.
Always very happy to come back. You give me a nice smile, a nice welcome, Patrick.
Well, you always make me happy to see you, Father.
Yeah, very happy to come back to you good people and just praise God for the joy and privilege just to be this radio studio and to reach out and to just to see you in spirit. I know there are thousands of you people out there and wondering what's going on in the church, what's going at the shrine. So we are very much concerned what happened last week with the life of our Holy Father Paul II, and his passing away, witnessed lots of great things. I think personally, as I watched the funeral of our Holy Father John Paul II, was like a miracle. And surely I miss him very, 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 very deeply. I know him personally for many years, and was privileged to serve as a priest under his guidance, his leadership. So I take it, and I took it very deeply, personally, as my, you know, personal loss. Not only being a Polish man, but above all as a supreme pontiff, as a universal shepherd of the church. And since I happened to know him in person, I met him in person, he impressed me always very deeply, my friends, very deeply. Well, he had such a beautiful, deep eyes. And he talked, you know, through his eyes. His expression was so gentle, so loving, so penetrating your heart, your spirit, your soul. You cannot resist just to love him. So what happened last week and now the election of our new Holy Father, Benedict the 16th. I had to get accustomed because I always took say John Paul II, when I say the mess. Now I got stuck here and there. So I get to get accustomed.
I think we're all trying to get used to that.
Yeah,
now,
I guess our priests, because we have to mention his name at least twice at every holy mass. So here I am, very happy, my dearest friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ. As I was introduced, I come to you from the Shrine of Our Blessed Lady. It's the most beautiful place to be at. We are very active, very busy at the shrine. I keep myself busy. I do. Because this is my destiny, this is my future, my glory, to be a servant of Our Blessed Lady. I should say more, to be a son of Our Blessed Lady and to work for her glory, for her honor, and to serve you good people. I know you come to our shrine in great numbers. Whenever I see you, my heart rejoices. And some people notice that Father Marian, when I see a big crowd, he feels so happy, excited. He doesn't use any paper. He just speaks from his heart. And it's true. So greetings to you all. Whenever you happen to be my dearest friends, you know that I really love you very much in Christ Jesus, my Lord, my Shepherd. That I hope and pray that you also support me, because I always pray, ask the people to pray for me. When I introduce the Holy Mass and the Mass intention, I always say, I always pray for you good people, for your special intentions, and I humbly ask you to pray for me. Yeah, like this Pope, John Paul II, Patrick, you always ask to pray. Whenever you went to the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, remember me, pray for me in life and after my death. Remember you, Pope, John Paul II. You went to Guadalupe, the same, he asked the people to pray for him. You went to Our Lady of Knock, in Ireland, the Queen of Ireland, you also pray, asked the Irish people to pray for him. So I'm doing the same. His spirituality, Marian's spirituality, is dear to my priestly heart. Almost you went to the same school of Our Blessed Lady. She is, as she was, and always will be, our teaching mother. So John Paul II and all Polish priests, and including myself, we were in the school of Our Blessed Lady, Our Lady of Częstochowa, the seat of wisdom. So we are very busy at the shrine now. The beautiful months of October, of May is coming up, just a few days. So how much I encourage you good people that during this holy months of May, dedicate to our Blessed Lady, the Queen of all flowers, the Queen of May. I love to call her Our Lady of Springtime. She is. She's the most beautiful flower of all flowers. Flos Florum, as she is called, the flower of all flowers. So at the shrine, of course, we have a special devotion to Our Blessed Lady during the months of May, dedicated in her honor. So after 11:30 Mass, we shall pray the Litany of Our Blessed Lady. Of course, we shall pray the Holy Rosary, as we do every single day at the shrine. And of course, we, in our homilies, we shall preach, we shall speak of Our Blessed Lady, how beautiful she is, how powerful she is, how gentle, how loving she is. So I just encourage you good people before I forget. And the month of May is coming up. It's a very special time. It's the loveliest time of the year. You know what? Apparently some people said that God created the world in May. The most beautiful time. And when God saw paradise, the Garden of Eden, He said, everything is very good. See, when God says something is beautiful, something is worthy, something is noble, it is. Because this is all work of God's fingers. So, before I forget, I just ask you good people, my dearest friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to spend the months of May with Our Blessed Lady. Try to study. Try to read more about Blessed Lady, about how to pray for her. She's such a beautiful gift. She's the masterpiece of God's love and power. She is what God wanted for her to be. She's perfect. In every possible way, she's perfect. As a creation, she is the masterpiece of God's Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who fashioned her heart, her immortal spirit, and prepared her for the future mission as a mother of God, the Theotokos. She is perfect as a mother. She is perfect as a virgin. She is perfect as a human being. In every possible way, she is a perfect, beautiful lady. So we are so fortunate, my dearest friend. So happy. I'm happy. I'm very excited to have such a beautiful mother. So faithful, so loving, so compassionate, so faithful. She'll never leave me out. So when Holy Father, going back to Holy Father, John Paul II, we watched him. Gee, we watched him. You did, Patrick. I'm sure that thousands of people, millions of people watched the life and passion and death of our Lady Holy Father, John Paul II. There was so much pain. When I look at him, when he appeared on Easter Sunday to deliver the message to Urbi et Orbi, the world, the city of Rome, he was holding the paper in his hands. He was ready to read the message, Easter message. I was not able to say a word. He was so frustrated. He just grabbed his head and sat down, and somebody removed the microphone. I thought myself, gee, he was a powerful speaker. He was a great communicator. He reached the peoples of all the world as a great speaker. And at the last moment, the most important moment, he was unable to say one word. He just gave a blessing three times. When you look at him in that window, he appeared last time. He was like Christ on the cross, abandoned, suffering in very deep personal, physical, and spiritual pain. The Christ on the cross. Even those priests and who witnessed his death, especially suppose the Polish cardinal with him, and he said that before our Holy Father, John Paul II died, he looked terrible. He he tried not to pick up his hand to higher, but he was, because the wires, you know, he was not able. And you could see a tremendous pain on his face. And then he turned towards the window and he said, "Amen." And he left. And he left. His body remained, but his spirit left. Thousands of people were praying for him at St. Peter's Square, especially young people. Our Holy Father was told, "Holy Father, Holy Father," and thousands of young people came to watch with you, to pray for you, to support you, they love you. And what he said? He said, and I quote, "I have been looking for you, but you came to me. For this I thank you." He loved our young people. They appreciate. There was a beautiful spiritual dialogue with our Holy Father. Young people were called the joy and the future of the church. And they loved him to death. Even in his agony, in his pain, they loved him to death. He loved the people. He was the people's Pope. He loved every human being, regardless of nationality or color of skin or language or religious affiliation. He loved the people, every human being. Why? Because he knew that every human person, like you, like me, and you good people out there, we are children of God. We are very special children, loved and redeemed by Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. Everybody was precious in his eyes. He touched millions of people. We watched his funeral. Gee, there was never, ever such a huge gathering of people for somebody's funeral. People just loved him to death. And we saw that tremendous unity came to participate in this solemn funeral. They all felt that he is not dead, that he is still much alive. But the reaction, of the people was so spontaneous, you know, when the people are shouting, "Santo subito, santo subito, santo subito." And the Polish people pick up, "Święty, święty, święty," which means saint, saint, saint. It was like a proclamation.
Yeah.
What they, in the first centuries, the church used to do, the people make a choice to make somebody a bishop or a priest or a leader or canonize somebody, beatified. There was the voice of the people was the voice of God. And the cardinals heard. But the people demanded that this late cardinal, John Paul II, is actually a great man, a beautiful person. He is a great, great saint in heaven, and now he left the orphaned church but continues to intercede for his successor, in this case, our beloved new Holy Father, Benedict XVI. He's a cardinal, the former cardinal, Joseph Ratzinger. He was a great theologian. We know him. We know his writings. He was the right hand of our Holy Father Paul II. It was our Holy Father Paul II that asked him to come to Rome. He is a theological advisor to keep the doctrine of the church straight and secure and protected. Because the church has been attacked by wolves, by lack of orthodoxy, of fidelity to obedience to the magisterium of the church. And this new Pope, Holy Father Benedict XVI, he told the cardinals before the final election that the church is in danger. There are lots of people to attack him with new ideas, very strange ideas. It's kind of danger of relativism. Everything goes. No, the eternal truth on which we build our lives and our future and our order and our safety. on this eternal truth that never changed, we hoped with the Catholic Church. So they, but the devil and his legions, they try to, you know, to undermine, to bring a strange ideas to the teaching of the Church, that this was the Cardinal Ratzinger who watched the doctrine of the Church. And there was a beautiful bond of mutual trust and friendship between the late John Paul II and his new Holy Father, Benedict XVI. They trust each other. I remember after his election, he addressed the cardinals, thanking him for the trust put in him, that he is now the new shepherd of the flock. But he said the beautiful words. He said that, "I can feel the squeezing hand of the late Pope John Paul II. I can see his smiling face. I can hear his gentle voice telling me, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid."
You are listening to a special encore presentation of Live from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa as Holy Spirit Radio remembers Father Marian Zalecki.
I'm personally very happy, overjoyed when I heard that our next Holy Father, this Holy Father, Benedict XVI, is our next Holy Father. He shall lead the Church in safety according to the holy will of God. Next Sunday, before I forget, we have a special prayers at the shrine for our Holy Father, Benedict XVI, at every Mass. So there will be at every special prayer offered for God's blessings and guidance of the Holy Spirit and special protection of our Blessed Lady, the Mother of the Church. So this is the idea that we entrust His person. We entrust the future of the Church. We have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear. Some people say why He chose His name Benedict XVI. Well, Benedict XV, who started his pontificate when World War I broke out in 1914. It was very difficult time for the Church. And Benedict XV worried much. He prayed a lot for peace because it was the time of World War I. And he was a great pope. And this pope, now Benedict XVI, his successor, he feels that this Church is kind of in danger because of being attacked constantly by the devil above all, his allegiance, people who want the drastic changes, very inappropriate, you know, especially moral issues, or even theological truth. This Pope is a guardian of the deposit of faith. I will not give away this tremendous truth entrusted to him. I remember back here, this Pope was speaking, in his conference, he related himself to St. Peter. See? St. Peter, the first Pope. He said, I love Christ, and I can hear his voice addressed to St. Peter of Galilee. Peter, do you love me more than the rest? And St. Peter said, yes, I do love you, Lord. And the Lord asked him for a second time, Peter, do you love me more than the rest? Yes, Lord, I do love you. And the third time Jesus asked him, Peter, do you really, truly love me more than everybody else? And St. Peter was kind of hurt. Like he said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. And then Jesus called him, you are Peter. You are the rock. And on this rock I shall build my Church. And the gates of hell shall never prevent against it. And he added, to you I give the keys to my kingdom. With authority. And this Pope, Benedict XVI, he quote the words of Jesus. And the answer of St. Peter, There was a beautiful mutual trust between Jesus and St. Peter the Rock. And now this Pope, the successor of St. Peter the Rock, repeats the same words to Jesus. Jesus, you know that I love you. And I am not worthy to be your vicar on earth. But you assure the church there be always a shepherd. And you always be with us at the end of time. That's why we have nothing to fear. The future of the world and the future of the church is in the safe hands of our blessed Lord. We have nothing to fear. So this new Holy Father, Benedict XVI, I can see, I don't know much about him. I understand that the Polish bishops and Polish government invited him already to Poland. I hope he accepts it. But you know what? I truly believe that this Pope, Benedict XVI, shall beatified, and canonize John Paul II very quickly. Because everybody knew that the late Pope, John Paul II, is a saint. He died, remember, on the first Saturday of the month of April. He died on the last day of the Divine Mercy Novena. He died after the Holy Mass of Divine Mercy was celebrated already in his bed, in his room. And he received Holy Eucharist. And he received all signs of the church. And the priest was squeezing his hand to the very end. He was very much lucid, very much aware what's happening to him. And when he get all benefits of the Divine Mercy, which he instituted, the Feast of Divine Mercy, he is the Pope. Well, he was the Pope, and still is, the Pope of Mercy. He was very compassionate, very understanding, very loving, very considering Pope. Everybody has access to him. He did not refuse anybody. He walked among the people. He would travel the ends of the world to meet everybody. He embraced young and old, sick, and healthy. I remember a beautiful picture where he went to Calcutta in India. He met Mother Teresa, whom he beatified. How they held hands of each other and they walked together. And what a beautiful people. And he made her blessed. She's a saint. And like this Pope, John Paul II, he saw Jesus in every suffering person. And he taught us how to suffer, you see? Some people ask you, Holy Father, why don't you step down? Look at you. Look at you as sick. You cannot talk. You cannot walk. Why don't you just step down? And he looked up on the cross of Jesus in his hospital room. And he said, Your Eminence, do you see Jesus at the cross? People shouted, just step down from the cross and we shall believe you that you are the Messiah. Just step down. Come down from the cross and we shall believe you. Did Jesus step down from the cross? No. He did not. So I am not intended to step down. I shall carry my cross. I shall die on it. No matter what should happen to me. So this was the Pope that valued the human and Christian suffering. You see, today we don't appreciate it much, the beauty of human suffering. We always run to the hospitals to see our doctors, we pay big monies. Why we can accept our human suffering, physical pain, mental anguish, even death or dying, as a special share in Jesus' passion that leads us to life eternal. There is no resurrection without previous or prior suffering and crucifixion and death. Unless the seed falls to the ground and dies, he shall not produce the fruit. So this, the Holy Father, Paul II, gave us the most beautiful example to accept suffering, human suffering, union with Christ suffering, and how to die in hope. There is life after. So we miss him. I miss him personally very deep. And I know he is in heaven. I know that he prays for us, for his church. I know for certain, my friends, that his mission is not finished yet. Oh, no way.
He's just getting started, isn't he, Father?
You bet. Patrick, you bet. He just started. Now he can fly all over. There's no more for him hospitals, no more doctors, no more confinement. He is free to travel and know the true needs of the church and the people he left behind. And I know that like Saint Therese, the little flower, whom he proclaimed the doctor of the church, and she said, I shall spend my heaven doing good on earth. So this Pope, John Paul II, who enjoys the blessedness of heaven and the company of our Blessed Lady, he shall spend his heaven by doing good on earth.
That's it's a beautiful thought, Father. And yeah. I just want to tell our listeners, too, because they can't see, being radio, you have a beautiful picture of our new Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI.
Yeah. Beautiful picture.
Yeah, there it is. It's a nice, large picture there.
I have to put on a bulletin board in the shrine. I'm trying to put up, because next Sunday is a special day of prayer for Holy Father Benedict XVI. Yeah.
Okay, and what Sunday? What do you know the date of that? Because...
I mean, next Sunday... Next Sunday, which is after tomorrow.
Okay.
The first of May.
May 1st. Okay. Because people might be hearing this after that. But like you said, the month of May is a beautiful month to come to the shrines, the month of Mary. And also, I know you have special devotions for Mary during the month. And the weather is great and it's such a beautiful grounds for anyone who hasn't been to the shrine.
Oh, how much we invite you all to be with us, because this is the loveliest place, the most secure place to be in the shrine, the home of our mother, a home of our mothers at home for us all, her little children. There's no place like home. So God's blessing, Apostle. Thank you for inviting me again.
Thank you for being back with us.
And invite you all good people to the shrine. It's the best place to be. We have the big celebration coming up June 26th with the Golden Jubilee of the shrine. We invite so many people. We send invitation to our President, George W. Bush. We're waiting for his answer. Hope it will be positive.
That would be great.
Yeah, so we have lots of bishops, cardinals, but we're planning on you that you people come, especially the Holy Rosary family members. We invite you whatever happened to be with us, but we can just think like a Rosary family of the shrine. I was asked to be in charge of it, so I invite you all to be with us on 27, which is Sunday, June this year.
Yeah. And I just want to remind our listeners, Father, to stay tuned to Holy Spirit Radio for updates on, you'll be future Fridays. You will be here. You'll be giving us more updates about the Shrine of Częstochowa. So please stay tuned for Father Marian. You'll be back with us, hopefully, on a regular basis.
There'll be a special program, Częstochowa, that's special.
That's right. So this has been a special program from the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa with Father Marian Sawenski. Father, thanks for being here. My name is Patrick McCabe, and we want to thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye.